And welcome everybody to our weekly show VIP Talk. My name's Daniel and with me today is my co-host and special friend Melissa.
Thank you, honey. On our website you had the possibility to select the next topic of our show. The most highly rated was the other side of students' lives. What students do when they are not studying, which is what we will talk about today.
Let's not waste any time. So next to us, our first guest, the gorgeous, unbelievably good-smelling and most talented actress on earth. She played Anne Frank in a theater above a bowling alley and the most important character in the horror movie, Serial Rapist. Please give a warm welcome to Penny!
Hey everyone, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, but a little bit stressed.
Can I offer you a glass of wine to relax?
Oh yes, that would be great! So, now we can start.
Penny, our audience wanted to know what you do when you are not studying. Do you have a job? What are your hobbies? And what about your acting career?
Well, first of all, yes, I have a job. I've been working at the Cheesecake Factory for a few years now, but I have to say that it's not the job of my dreams, just to pay my bills.
So can we assume that you're not that motivated at work?
Well, I'm motivated. Maybe sometimes not concentrated enough and so tiny little mistakes happen.
What do you mean by little? Did you set the kitchen on fire?
Haha, no. Luckily I work as a waitress and the worst thing that happened to me was showering someone with hot coffee.
So by little, you mean second or third degree burns? Seems to be dangerous being your guest.
So, back to our topic. Many listeners told us about their struggle of combining university and job. What about you? Is it stressful for you too?
Well, sometimes when I have exams, it can be hard to go to work and practice afterwards. But it's possible. I can always talk to the manager if I need more free time. It gets complicated when you also want to see your friends regularly. But I'm lucky that my friends live across the hall, so we can have dinner together.
That sounds nice. It's good to have your friends around after a stressful day. And what about your hobbies? What do you do in your free time?
Apart from drinking, Penny.
I like shopping with my girls, having ladies' nights at the club, and working on my acting career.
Oh yeah, concerning your acting career, there are rumors about a sequel of Serial Rapist starring Will Wheaton and you.
Oh, you heard of it? I hoped as few people as possible knew about it. But it's true, there will be a second movie.
We are already curious and we can't wait to see it in the theaters. So, Penny, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure.
It was so nice talking to you guys and thanks for the wine. Can I take the bottle with me?
Since it's already in your bag, yes, of course. Thank you, Penny. And after the intermission, we will have two other guests. Stay tuned. Hi and welcome back, everybody.
Our today's topic is students' life when not studying, and the ones who listened to us before the little break know that we already had our first guest, Penny.
But we would not be your favorite radio show if we did not have another VIPs around. Ladies and gentlemen, please give them a warm welcome, the great magicians and also the cutest couple on earth, Ron and Hermione.
Wow, thank you guys.
Thanks for being our guests today. You know, today's topic is the student's life when not studying, and as we all know, you two met at Hogwarts and fell in love at the same place where you live and study. Tell us more about your love story.
Well, our story did not really begin with love at first sight. In fact, I thought that Ron was a bit goofy and kind of an idiot. Not that kind of guy I would fall in love with. But after a while, I noticed that he's just a sweet space cadet, and my feelings grew stronger and stronger.
Thanks, Hermione, for calling me goofy in front of 1,000 listeners. In the beginning, I thought that Hermione was smuggly and a bit wiseacre, but then I noticed that I got jealous when I saw her around other guys.
It was difficult, but we found each other.
Aww, you two sweeties. The true love story starts with aversion at first sight, I guess. Do you have plans for your future? How many babies do you want to have? Hopefully they inherit Hermione's cleverness. No offense, Ron.
Well, Daniel, I'm also quite interested in their future, but we are here to talk about their students' life.
You are so right, honey.
Well then, one question from the audience was about sports. Are there any other clubs at Hogwarts or extracurricular activities?
Yeah, we had a potions club led by Professor Slughorn, and there was a club called Dumbledore's Army that we founded. Then we learned how to defend ourselves and we were taught special charms like the Patronus.
Yeah, that's right. And there was the Triwizard Tournament.
Triwizard Tournament?
It's a sports competition between three champions of three different schools. You have to solve different tasks and your mental and physical abilities are tested. When we were in fourth grade, Harry and three others participated and it was so thrilling.
Didn't you say three champions? Because now you mentioned four.
Yes, but that's another story.
Guys, that all just sounds too perfect. Don't you have any struggles?
Well, of course. The time we had to fight Voldemort and his Death Eaters was hard and put our friendship to an acid test. But we've overcome it and are still good friends.
That's nice to hear. Real friends are so rare. And unfortunately our time is up, so thank you two for coming here today.
No, thank you for inviting us. It was such an honor.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for inviting me and not Harry.
So, that was our radio show with our special guests Penny, Ron and Hermione, who told us about their youth student's life. If you have any more questions, just go to our website capitalfm.viptalk.com and click on our live chat. All three are waiting just for you.
And don't forget, Serial Apis, the sequel, will come out soon.
Now we are done for today. Thanks for listening. We will hear us next week.
Let's get some coffee. Farewell, ladies and gentlemen.